This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alcoholics, when did you wreck your parents' car? What is the story? What happened? 206-803-ROCK. Now, we do have a Rockaholic on hold whose story involves wildlife. We're going to get to him in just a minute, but first let's chat with Robert from Marysville. Robert, when did you wreck your parents' car?
Hi there. Story starts with my mom hit a cow on the way home from work, so the car was in the shop. Hey, this is Eastern Washington, you know.
Yeah. Go Eagles.
So I was in town with my dad, and he said, sure, why don't we, the car was ready, you take it home, and he was right behind me. So I don't know what got into my head, but I started driving fast. I think I got the car up to 60, 70 miles an hour on a gravel road, and I lost control of it. Sheared off a power pole. It was a wooden pole. And that was the only time I ever heard my dad use the F word.
Oh, my.
You know what? He had every right to use the F word in that situation. What kind of trouble did you get in?
Didn't yet either, so.
What kind of trouble did you get in for that?
Back then in the 70s, a power pole cost $300. I had to pay for it myself.
And were you injured at all, Robert?
No, the car was a 66 station wagon, so it was a battle axe.
Yeah.
I swear, before I turned the key off, that engine was still running, though the front was completely, smashed.
As a guy who had not a 60s era station wagon, I had an 80s, 1981 station wagon. That was my first car. That thing was a freaking tank. I took out a stop sign once. It was a terrible story, but it was just... Fell asleep at the wheel. Not very happy about that. But, and I hit a stop sign, a wood stop sign set up in, some small town. And not even a minor dent. This thing was a beast.
Oh,
yeah.
You're selling it. I got to get myself one of those.
I wish I still had that car.
Chris from Smoky Point, tell us about the time you wrecked your parents' car.
So me and a buddy of mine were driving home from college. We'd go to college after high school for a few hours. So I am an avid hunter. My parents are avid hunters. I grew up doing it. None of us, all through deer season, none of us got any shot of deer that year. So we had an empty freezer. Well, I just happened to be coming back on the back roads, and I seen a whole herd of deer come across this road. And me and my infinite wisdom, I seen the one set of deer antlers. And I was like, well, that's the one that I'm going to pick. And, I got me a deer that year, put my deer tag on it, called the sheriff's department. They came out and put it down for me.
What?
And it was funny. It was really funny because my buddy that was riding with me, he was kind of one of the tough guys in high school.
Okay.
Guys, you're like, oh, that guy is so cool. man, this guy, he was freaking out. He was like, oh, my God, you hit a deer. Yeah, he was a lot softer than we thought he was.
Well, I have a question. So, excuse my ignorance. So, if you hit a deer, is it still edible?
Oh, yeah. I clipped it just on the back foot, like the back leg. No, I did it. I hit it correctly. I mean, if you're going to hit a deer with a vehicle, you don't want to hit it just like square
straight on.
Get a gut shot because the guts will hit up and then the inside ruins the meat and everything like that. But if you clip just the back end, it ends up not being too bad.
Now we know for next time.
All I have to say to that is,
say, folks, just don't get it.
Michael,
that's one of my
Conway.
Biggest fears though in Puyallup is driving like at night sometimes where you're just kind of like going on Shaw Road and I'm like, because there are just deer just walking around.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm always so scared about that. I'm glad I never have. But I'm always so scared about hitting a deer.
But now at least you know how to salvage the meat. Just hit the back, hit the foot.
Take out the foot. Michael, sweep the leg, Johnny.
Michael from Conway, how did you wreck your parents' car? What happened?
My parents had this hatchback like glass for their SUV, and the piston was going out on it. And I'd been dealing with it for like 3 weeks, trying to keep my cool. And it kept hitting me in the head one day while I was trying to get groceries out of the back. And so I pushed it too hard trying to get the piston to activate, and I shattered the glass all over me.
Oh, I bet Mom was real happy about that.
Oh, yeah, no, my mom was super mad about it. I was actually the one that texted in about the wooden support story. And, like, that conversation that my sister had with my parents was to die for. She just ended up like, well, I thought wood was soft in the metal. And I was like, yeah, okay, wood is, but not fiberglass. I mean, not fiberglass.
But yeah, that's never going to work.
And it's not made out of cotton.
No. Brutal. 206-803-ROCK. When did you wreck your parents' car? What happened?
All right, this is the million-dollar question. Since we've taken these stories and we've heard all the horror stories, this person want to know, are you guys going to let your kid drive your vehicle?
I mean,
I already have let Tatum. She usually drives us home after ballet.
So
it's an adventure.
Danny has been to my house before. We live down a long gravel driveway. So
is he already driving?
I'll put him on my lap. When we get on the gravel, I'll put him on my lap.
Let's go.
And let him drive. You know, stop at the mailbox, get the mail, drive all the way home. So yeah, I mean, he's honestly, because he's got his little power wheels and things like that, he's better in reverse than I am. So I honestly feel like I'm going to be able to trust him with my car when he's 16.
Whenever you need to back into a spot, you're like, all right, get on my lap. Let's make it happen. Danny, would you let Lily drive your car?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm ready for her to drive because it's coming in probably about 4 years when she's going to be like, let's go.
That's nuts.
I know.
100% I would.
Yeah.
Only because I remember what it was like growing up wanting to learn how to drive a car and having a dad that was just way too angry and would not let me do it. So I'm like, no, that's not. I mean, I might get a junker car.
Sure.
Get
that
a rental.
Was my first car was a junker. I think it cost $300.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
I'm not going to let her, you know, I'm not letting her behind the wheel of my sweet Kia Sportage.
She's not going to be in a Kia club.
No. Kia Posse.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.